you're doing and what your movements are and how your body's changing. How are you? I'm Lindy, I'm the one yelling on the pool deck. Good to meet you. These guys are just learning to be Auswim teachers. So they're coming through their paces to learn. We're doing water safety and survival at the moment and principles of movement in water. So probably not a bad thing to come and watch coming up to Safety Week and Learn to Swim Week and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's the background of people here? Are they all already good swimmers?
These guys, most of them can all swim. Tony and Jeremy have been teaching before, so they're just upskilling and upgrading. Everybody else is a new teacher coming through, so which is awesome for Tassie.
Stay where you are, but now you're going head first this way.
How long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching now for 17 years.
What got you kicked off doing that?
My son tried to drown himself. No, I shouldn't say it quite like that. He had an accident in water. He just stepped in, didn't realise, hadn't had swimming lessons. He was 18 months old, and we've gone, you know what, we probably should get some swimming lessons started. So we did, and I evolved from just being a parent to being a teacher to now owning a swim school and training the new teachers coming through. All right, keep you nice and warmed up, swim that way. I'm going to use the wall. So, yes, so I love it. My passion now is training, well, one of my passions is training these new teachers to come through, hopefully to stay in it for many, many years. But I also branched out and do a lot of work with special needs. So working autistic children, children with any sort of disability, just, yeah, it's great. It's a whole different ball game.
Are you always there for, I guess, the learners, or do you also do coaching at the higher level?
No, I only do learn to swim. I can coach, but choose not to. There's too many arguments. They know more than what I do. No, just joking. No, I prefer the learn to swim level and take them from the beginner right through, very much like these guys, from the beginner and train them right through if I get that opportunity.
Swim the worst freestyle you can. Head off, Jeremy.
The worst freestyle you can swim. What sort of terribleness are you looking for?
Everything that we're going to find in a learn to swim class. Children will come through, and because the coordination's not there fully, we will get all sorts of different shapes and abilities coming through. These guys are doing well. We've got a head up, which we see lots of. Lots of snaking as their hands are coming across in front of each other.
A bit of slapping of the water?
Oh, the slapping of the water is a great one as they bring their hands over. So, yeah, so this is pretty much worst ever freestyle. And they're very much like children. They didn't hear me say half a lap. So they've now done a full lap and back. Just like working with kids.
You need a little bit of a voice projection here, don't you?
You do. If you listen to my husband, he loves the... He tells me I'm very, very loud. I have a teacher voice all the time. Which, yes, I do. So, but over the years, I actually explained to these guys earlier, when I first started teaching, I actually did all the wrong things and ended up with a voice like I have now. So I've learned how to project and what to do to look after myself.
So this voice is from too much shouting?
This voice is from too much yelling in the pool, yes. Yeah, too much talking. So I'm a little bit happy to chat.
So what we're going to do now is pair up and do our rescues.
What do you do with a child, a young person, who's not a swimmer yet and who has the fear? Because some kids really have the fear.
They do. My biggest suggestion is you take your time. So you don't force a child to get in the water or under the water or anything like that. It's all about play and it's all about being happy to be in the water. And if that takes 3 weeks to get them actually in the water from sitting on the side, or 3 months to progressing through to not being scared of the water, that's how long it takes. So it's all up to the individual, really.
What's the game you like to play with a young one?
With the young ones, lots of splashing. I suppose my favourite one is probably trying to get them to do dolphin kick. That's a lot of fun, seeing if they can wiggle their bottoms up and down and get moving through the water. Might be sick.
Rightio, so non-contact toe, you're going to need gear.
What got you heading towards helping out special needs people?
I don't know. It was just we had a few inquiries to the pool, people with children with cerebral palsy, and in particular severe autism. So to be able to do that, I needed to have an understanding of the special needs and how to work with them, and I found that I really, really loved it.
What are the accommodations you make to help a young person with autism to learn to love the water?
Again, take it very, very slowly. They can't be rushed. They need to be able to be familiar with their environment. So, you know, getting them there, having a look at the facility, working out that the facility is all good, trying to get them in a time that's calm and quiet, so something that doesn't have the background noise that what we're working with here. So just, yeah, a little bit quieter and taking time and getting to know what their triggers are, what their likes and dislikes are as well. Then you find, because swimming is a very singular sport, so you can follow that black or blue line up and down in your own space, that a lot of children that do prefer their own space go on to be very good swimmers and long-distance swimmers and spend a lot of time in the water.